The slavery exhibits removed from Philadelphia's President's House on Independence Mall are still intact and in storage at the Constitution Center. A federal judge confirmed that fact during a site visit today. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slachansky has more.
U.S. District Judge Cynthia Roof inspected the removed panels Monday at a restricted storage site on the grounds of the National Constitution Center. She told reporters she did not see evidence the exhibits were deteriorating. However, Michael Cord, founder of the Avenging the Ancestors Coalition, who joined Roof and lawyers on the visit, expressed concern about their handling.
I can't say that they were damaged, but I can say they were desecrated. And for me, the desecration is worse than the damage.
The visit comes after Philadelphia sued the federal government over the National Park Service's decision to remove the panels earlier this month, following a Trump administration executive order targeting exhibits deemed disparaging to American history. Roof has ordered a pause on any further changes to the President's House site while the lawsuit continues. The case could have national implications for how federal historic sites interpret slavery and race. Carmen Russell-Slachansky, WHYY News.